Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. So Aston Villa have won 1-0 at Elland Road against Leeds. Massive, massive win for us. Absolutely buzzing. You know, a bit of a kit watch from me. I've got my vintage Aston Villa 90s fleece on and I'm sporting the shirt that has just beat Leeds at Elland Road. So it's a massive win for us. Huge. Dino's done a job on Leeds, absolutely massive, done a job on Bielsa, schooled Bielsa tonight. And I just want to say that obviously since our preview, we had a lot of comments from Leeds fans, just letting us know how good they are and obviously how bad Aston Villa are in the league. But we are now 4 points ahead of Leeds with two games in hand. So I feel like this result should just settle that for any Leeds fans that are watching this podcast. But yeah, Sev, how are you feeling about that then?
You enjoyed that one, didn't you? Wow, what a result. I mean, without our best player, I mean, we needed this to almost prove to the rest of the league that we aren't a one-man team. And the way we did it is completely opposite to everything Leeds are about. They're attacking, they're fast-flowing, and we managed to nullify that really well, I thought. I think we never really allowed them to gain any tempo and get going. I don't remember them having many dangerous shots off at goal. And if they did, Martinez dealt with it really well. I think it's always good when you score early away from home because it gives you something to build on. But the thing I'd like to touch on is the fact that it came from a set piece. We've been very critical of Villa set pieces in recent weeks, the fact that we haven't managed to capitalise from them. So it was really nice to see us take advantage of one. And then that put us in a great position. I thought marvellous. Nakamba had a brilliant game. He had a marvellous game, excuse the pun. You know, he dealt with everything that came at him. And I think when we've had marvellous start a game, I don't think we've conceded a goal yet. So I think it's imperative that he maintains his place. Smith got the team selection bang on. Jacob Ramsey looks like a proven Premier League player already. At such a young age, he looks brilliant, I think. He played really well and he complimented Ollie Watkins. It was a really exciting game. One that probably, I'm surprised that all 22 men stayed on the pitch. It began to get quite feisty and the referee had to break it up. But that suited us perfectly because it meant that it never allowed Leeds to get a good hold of the ball and really push us backwards. I thought our defence were all brilliant, El Mohammadi included. Our fullbacks were brilliant, getting forward and backwards. The only player that really had a good game for Leeds was Rafinha. Everyone else seemed to have an off day. It was perfect in all circumstances for us.
I just think we just set up perfectly. I think Smith got the tactics bang on. He changed the team, changed the lineup, brought fresh legs in midfield. El Ghazi looked like the El Ghazi we saw before Christmas. I think we touched on it in the preview that we were saying we played him out of form before, but, you know, he was really good. Like you're saying, the camber was brilliant. He's just sitting in, holding, breaking up play, gave us that little bit more of a bit more structure when we were being countered at times as well. I just thought we played really well on a pitch that isn't too great either. So we weren't able to knock it round probably, you know, like we normally would because the pitch isn't great there either. And like you say, we managed to win without our best player, Jack Grealish. So I think that settles that one that for this game, we're not a one-man team and we can do it without him. So all in all, you know, a brilliant performance from us. So touching on Sheffield United then, what are your feelings on that? Do you feel not we should make any changes or same team again?
Potentially. I mean, obviously, depending on whether Jack's fit again, I think he comes straight back in. It's probably for Traore now, whereas before today, it probably would have been for El Ghazi. I think Marvellous has to keep his place 100%, but whether Douglas Luiz comes in for McGinn and we see those two work together, or even Sanson, because McGinn looked quite tired as well as he played, I think that was probably one of his best performances of the season. But if he's tired, then he needs to be brought out of the firing line. But it gives us something to build on now. I mean, if we take a broader look at things and we look at the bigger perspective, you know, we're probably almost guaranteed safety now, which if you'd have said at the start of the season, we'd be safe in February, you know, I'd have bitten your hand off for that, because that's what we were all dying for at the start of the season. But now it gives us almost a chance to look above us and go, yeah, why not? Why can't we compete with the big boys? Why can't we break into that Europa League squad and really make a difference and push on? But it's an exciting season still to come. It's a bonkers season in all aspects, but I'm delighted.
Thanks for coming on, mate.
No worries. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa. So next on, we've got Aaron. What do you make of that? You must be buzzing with it.
Yeah, great result, mate. Really good result. Buzzing. Leeds are a good team. And I know I've criticised them for their defensive kind of elements over this season, but tonight they were far better than I thought they were going to be. But also, we were brilliant. We were really, really good. And I was really, really pleased with the result. As long as we could have defended tonight and done our bit defensively, there was always a chance that we were able to get a goal in there, or you know, a good piece of football is what we were looking for, I suppose, and we got that. There were times where Leeds were definitely the better team and put us on the back foot for sure, but just front foot football tonight, you know, won us the game. Al Ghazi was unreal. I haven't seen Al Ghazi play like that for some time. He really did turn up tonight. I wish he turned up like that regularly, and you know, week in, week out. But and the changes in the middle for me were crucial tonight. You know, young Ramsey was just wonderful. You know, he really offered us something very different tonight. And I didn't at one point ever think to myself, oh, we could just do with Ross Barkley in here. You know, not once did that cross my mind, which is unusual because I like Barkley. Yes, he's not been performing for us, but, you know, I do like him. And tonight I didn't even think about him, didn't even miss him. I just didn't come across my mind at all. And Akamba was brilliant tonight. You know, he's put in there, he does a job, and he's got much better. I feel like fans have really seen an improvement in Akamba. And we were just brilliant, mate. You know, defensively, we were astute. Attacking, we did everything that we could have done. Watkins, again, phenomenal. You know, what a striker he is, what a man he is up the top there. He just needs some regular feed and some regular quality on them wings, which I have no doubt will look to improve on in the summer. But, you know, tonight Leeds were standard, and we were very good, mate. Very good.
Stop the podcast here, mate, because you just smashed it. You're just so good with everything you've just said. I agree with everything. I think one thing that I thought we were brilliant today was our game management. I thought the whole game, we just managed it very, very well. Dino done a job on Bielsa, I think. Like you say, the changes in the middle were what was needed, and we got a result, and it was so great to see Al Ghazi. I mean, he was shooting first half. He was popping everything off, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, he was. He was brilliant. I think tonight something needed to change after the last kind of 2-3 weeks. There's no doubt about it, you know. I think fans were getting a little bit disgruntled at the way we were playing. There were a number of key players not pulling their fingers out their arse and just not doing what they should have been doing. And changes had to come at some point. And tonight was a great night to do that, because every decision that was made in regards to changes, replacements, slightly different ways of working, all paid off tonight, and was, you know, was the right decision at the end of the day. And Smith got it bang on. I know sometimes Smith can be criticised for his kind of in-game management and his tactical awareness at times, and bringing on subs at the wrong time, etc. But tonight it was bang on, and you know, it was just great. I just thought the middle of the park tonight, we really saw the John McGinn of old as well. You know, he was tenacious. He was getting involved. And I am honestly a firm believer that with Barkley in the team, John just gets a little bit disorientated. And tonight, without Barkley in the squad, John was just able to do his thing. And we need to see John doing his thing more often, because he's a quality player. You know, he was tackling tonight. He was making things happen. He was making those final third passes. And, you know, Barkley hasn't been doing that. So, you know, for me, I don't think Barkley has much chance of getting in that team in the next game. You know, John's proven tonight that he can do what Dean Smith wants Barkley to do, whilst also providing that tenacity and that defensive quality that we maybe don't get with Barkley. So, yeah, brilliant. Really, really good performance all round. Thought it was great, mate.
I think when you touched on Nakamba as well, I thought he was, again, brilliant. I think he was brilliant when he came in for the Newcastle game. There was one moment in the second half where we were being countered and we had the back four and Nakamba sitting and the shape just looked so good. And I just thought, you know what, I thought he was brilliant, like you say. So how are you feeling now that we've got Sheffield United on Wednesday? It'd be nice now to get a bit of a run going now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think, you know, if you're going to get a good result, then a 1-0 victory at Leeds against them at Elland Road is a good way to start that ball rolling, mate. I think Sheffield are a team that we should be beating, and I have no doubt we will beat. And I think the confidence that we can take away from tonight, you know, beating a very much inside and informed Leeds United squad will do the boys wonders. It's not that we can't play, Luke. That's the thing, you know, over the last kind of 3-4 weeks, it's not that we've not been able to play football. You can see the progression. You can see the development that we've made over the last 18 months. But it's just about making those kind of final quality and those final finis and those final finishes. And tonight we were good on every aspect of the football field. And that's what's important. And I'm absolutely buzzing for Sheffield. And I wouldn't be surprised if we, you know, if we put 3-4, if not 5-6 against Sheffield, if we can really turn up and I'd like to see the same team starting again, mate, if I'm honest. Maybe Ramsey coming off, Sanson starting, because I thought Sanson again, you know, 10 minutes cameo, came on tonight and looked the part. He was making effort. He was making impact. He was doing things that we need players to be doing, you know. So maybe Ramsey, not another game he starts, but he was quality tonight, no doubt about it. You know, he's a massive prospect for us in the future. I'm excited to see that boy start, you know, in seasons to come. I think he's great. And yeah, it was good, mate. Al-Ghazi, will he turn up again next week if he starts? I don't know. Mr. Inconsistent, or, you know, Mr. Cameo, once a season, once every 2-3 months. But if he plays like that tonight, mate, you know.
Justin, serenade us.
Ain't nobody like Al-Ghazi. Makes me happy. Makes me feel this way.
He's back. What a way.
Back with a bang, mate. He's quality tonight.
Banger. What a player.
What do you make of it then?
Great. Superb. Just what we wanted. You know, we know what kind of team we are. We know what we can do. We've had our backs against the wall last few weeks. But I always felt, you know, we was only one game away from winning a game. And, you know, we won 1-0, but I don't think that matters. I think we're excellent now. We go ahead in games. The record when we're ahead is phenomenal. You know, really is unbelievable. 1-0 up and we saw the game. Very similar to Arsenal, score early, see the game out. I don't think they had a shot on target. Second half, did they? Which is just phenomenal. You know, back four again. We've waxed lyrical about them all season, but did the job, kept him at arm's length, and good old 49-year-old Mr. D. Smith outfoxed the greatest manager that's ever lived. You know, what a great thing that is. Erdington lad outfoxed the great Bielsa. He's just great, superb. You know, they go on about Rudy Grealish diving and, you know, the Leeds. There's this Leeds thing now with us that we've got this big rivalry with them, and I've never seen it, but they are so annoying. I've got three mates that live up in Yorkshire, and they are absolutely ecstatic this evening, I can tell you that. In fact, Dave's changed his lighting outside his house to claret and blue, and he lives in the middle of Leeds. So you can imagine how that's going to go down. It's superb, absolutely brilliant. Yeah, chuffed a bit. You know, we changed the midfield. Young Ramsey, God, he's got some confidence, that kid, hasn't he? You know, and Smith's got the confidence to chuck him in. Nakamba never, ever, ever lets us down. Have we not lost a game when he's played this season? I think that's another stat, isn't it? Brilliant, you know, just brilliant. You know, front three, it was tough for them because the game was majority in the midfield, wasn't it? So they sort of, Watkins did what he always does, run the channels. Traore and Al-Ghazi did the best, really. You know, Al-Ghazi could have had five in the first half, couldn't he? I mean, he shooting from everywhere. I just hope he gets a little bit of a run in the team again, because he had that run early in the season. He was phenomenal, scored loads of goals, and then through no real fault of his own, got left out. It just shows that as a fan base, we've got to back them all, haven't we? Like Barkley's going through this bad spell at the moment, and he's getting a lot of stick, you know, work rate and all this. But ultimately, they're good footballers, aren't they? And give them a bit of confidence and back them, and they will come good. Barkley will come good, just like Al-Ghazi has tonight. But it's definitely a very sweet victory, this one. It's lovely to beat them, especially the way everyone goes on about them, like they're, you know, Real Madrid Galacticos. I mean, they're just basically they're an average mid-table team. They're in the Premier League. That's all they are. You know, that's how I see them.
I mean, for me, just touching on tonight though, I'm happy for Dino as well that he rung the changes
massively.
It's worked out. You know, yeah. We were crying for it, and he's done it. He changed the team, and they played well. And you know what? When I'm watching us and we're playing like the way we did tonight, I feel quite calm watching us. We looked very assured. Everybody was working hard. Everybody knew what they had to do, and it just felt like we was going to get the result tonight. I was really happy. I mean, you touch on this rivalry with Leeds now. I mean, if anybody scrolls through our comments of the preview episode and just have a read through some of the comments, what I've had to deal with off some of them has just been a joke, to be fair. So for me,
I don't know where do they get this superiority complex from?
I've no idea, but it's just a bittersweet moment for me that we've actually got one over on these now. We can move on. For next year, obviously, hopefully we'll be aiming a lot higher than trying to beat Leeds next season. So moving forward then, are we going to go on a bit of a run now?
Yeah, I think we've got it, haven't we? A couple of good games coming up next week. It's a tough game, Sheffield United, because they're battling for the lives. I think they are gone now. I think even the most optimistic Sheffield United fan wouldn't really give them much hope staying up. So they're in a bit of a funny position where, although they'll need to win games, it doesn't really matter now. So they're playing for pride. So it could be a bit of a banana skin, but coming off the back of the win against Leeds away, we've got a good away record. I think we'll be all right there. And then for me, it's a big one next week, the Wolves game. You know, my next door neighbour's a Wolves fan, so I can't lose that one. I just can't. my life won't be worth living if we don't win that game. But I mean, Jack apparently isn't that bad. So we'll find out in the week if he can. Probably wouldn't even bother risking him for Sheffield United. I think now we've got these 3 points in the bag. I think we've got enough to go there and get a win. And then hopefully get him right for the Wolves game, which is a big local derby next week, isn't it? And then rest of the season, they're all free hits in there. You know, let's see where we go. Let's see how we end up. Let's ride it as long as we possibly can. It's just been a fantastic season. I don't want to hear any more negativity about anything about the club because we're on the crest of a wave. And hopefully, by the time we get to August, we'll all be back in the stadium as well. And what a thing to look forward to that'll be.
Buzzing. Thanks, mate. Up the Villa.
Up the Villa.